The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome back to Mind Pump, the most fabulous show on iTunes.
Hated it.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of along the lines of what we're going to talk about today.
Who are you here with?
This is Sal DiStefano. I'm here with Adam Schaefer and Justin Andrews.
I'm here.
And I got to kind of throw a little curveball here.
Curveball?
Yeah. Here's
Oh, here he goes.
He's been throwing too many fastballs, apparently.
We're gonna get hypothetical. So this started because there was a conversation in the gym that I train with one of my clients. And I've been training this woman for a long time, and she cracks me up, right? And so she was telling me about the Hollywood stars that she has a crush on, like the dudes that she finds the most attractive.
Ah, yes. I know how these conversations go.
Yeah, and so she's asking me, like, well, what about you? So I'm talking about the women. And she goes, no, what about the men? And I'm like, well, I don't know. She goes, well, what if you were gay? Imagine you're gay. What kind of guy would you be? So I thought that would make a great episode. if you were gay, you know, what are some things you would?
What's your fantasy?
Yeah,
your type?
First of all,
fantasy. That's not the right word.
First of all, I know you would be into me. Let's be honest.
I don't know if you'd be my type. You know what?
No, don't offend me like that.
You wouldn't be my type, actually. You know what? Because you look more like, you look too much like me.
I knew
Adam would jump right into this one. he's got all the answers ready to go.
Well, I'm probably the most comfortable out of the three of us, I'd probably be the most comfortable gay guy. I always feel like there's
would you be the flamboyant one?
I feel like there's three type of gay buddies like I've had. You've had the like, he's ashamed because he's gay for some reason. Yeah. Then you have the like, you know, he is, but doesn't, you can't tell.
Doesn't
really
want to admit it.
And then you have the flamboyant gay.
Out there.
Yeah, I'd be.
You probably would be.
I would be.
You got the toenails.
I think my confidence would be, whether I'm straight or gay, it'd be the same way too.
I'd be like the butch one. Yeah.
You would.
The flat top one.
You would be.
You'd be a bear.
A bear.
Is that what they call them, bears? Yeah. Like a big, big,
what's a twink? I've heard that term before.
I think that's like a small, like a kind of like a maybe effeminate. I don't know. You know, I have a lot of gay friends. I should ask them.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. I'll ask my client.
My hairdresser. the dude that cuts my hair, he's always telling me this kind of stuff in very uncomfortable detail. He's telling me my boyfriend, you know, this new guy I met, he's a bottom and I'm a top and I'm a this. And I'm like, what's a bottom? And he's explained to me, I'm like, oh my God.
There's a lot of terms.
A topper and a bottom.
Yeah,
and
sure.
A bear. What's the opposite of the bear?
I think a twink is.
That's the twink.
So it's the twink. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I think the twink is like the skinny guy.
Yeah,
the skinny guy.
So,
I think. I don't know.
So Adam, would you be into the bears? Would you?
I'm like a hairy bear for sure.
So I don't know if you guys have this. You know, we're all dealt with the hand, right, that we got, right? So I feel like you make the best out of, you know, your genetics, what you look like, whatever like that. But, you know, I always wanted to be that the blonde hair, blue eyed surfer guy, you know, because it's so if I was gay, I'd probably be into like a Matthew McConaughey or something.
That's your guy?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Your guy's Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, if I was gay, I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm tall, dark, and handsome, so I already have that going for me.
So
Sal is just not attracted to me. Justin would fall. Justin's closer to my type than you are. Maybe Doug, because he'd be what I call a spinner. So Doug would be. Really? how much you weigh, Doug? How much does Doug weigh?
You know, I have.
Oh yeah, I would just carry Doug around.
Just piggybacking.
I just put him on my hip and carry him around.
See, I have like this competing feeling. Like, part of me's like, oh, you'd be more into Justin, good. And then part of me's like, wait, that's kind of fucked. Like, why not? Why not me?
Why not me? Why?
Am I not handsome enough?
No,
am I not hot enough?
Look too. You know, you've got the tall, dark, handsome thing going on. He's got the opposite look. Like, I'd be more attracted to.
What does that mean?
The lighter
short
features.
Short, white, and ugly.
No, the hazel.
It's the crooked nose.
He's got gorgeous hazel green eyes over there. You know, he's got the great fair skin.
I knew Adam was into me. I knew
you
it.
You know what? Let's to be quite honest, you know, we hear people say like, oh, I wonder, is gay a choice or is it not a choice? Let me tell you something right now. If it was 100% a choice, there'd be a lot more gay dudes out there. I mean, you,
right.
Seriously. I mean,
dude, think about how much money we'd be balling right now. Like, double strong.
And you're dealing with your bro. You're like, hey.
That's just from like a no kid perspective. Yeah. That's all.
They're like, what do you want to do tonight? I don't know. Let's have sex and play video games. Okay. Like, you know, done deal.
Always thinking like me.
Yeah. We did that last night. I know. So what?
Let's just always high-fiving, dude.
Run it back.
Yeah.
I think I also, you know,
what
built
in spotter.
I'd be a hell of a dancer.
You'd be a hell of a good dancer.
I would be a dancer.
I don't think your dancing ability changes just because you like dudes.
Why? You know, it does. Oh, because right now, I look really silly trying to learn how to dance. That's the problem, is I don't practice enough. I could be a good dancer right now.
Yeah.
But
you just don't practice.
I don't want to get, you know, I've already been walked in a couple times dancing in front of the mirror by myself. Like,
did you really?
Sure you did. Everybody did. Didn't you ever get walked in?
Never in my life have I danced in front of the mirror.
You must be a terrible dancer then.
Yeah, so?
So that's why. At least I got some practice.
So who walked in on you dancing?
My grandmother's walked in, my mom, my sister. Everyone's walked in. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of dance moves? Why are these?
They probably weren't very good.
You twerking up on the mirror? Or
No. This is a long time. I haven't lived with my mother or my grandmother or anybody like that for at least 10, 15 years. So.
Oh my God! I hope our moms aren't listening.
But think about this: if you were gay, I feel like if I was gay, I could get away with. I could do that shit in the fucking gym. I would go in the group X room with all the mirrors.
Wow!
And I would just get my dance on, dude. I would
get your dance
on. crank some whatever tunes up and dance.
You know what though? We'd be...
Now that's not to say any. Okay, if you're a dancer and you're listening, and you're straight. I'm not offending. I'm sorry if that's offensive. I didn't think about that. Right? Somebody's like,
we're gonna offend.
Wait a second!
With this.
I practice dancing all the time.
Oh, dude, let's be real. The straight dude that dances really good in the club gets all the chicks. It's quite infuriating for those of us who suck at dancing. I'd like to put Justin on the spot though. Justin, what would your type be if you were gay?
I would have to say the one that looks most like a girl.
That's an easy cop out.
Smart.
Dude, it's got to be the feminine hips and you know all that stuff,
bro. I think he's
sorry.
I think he's the straightest.
Why the fuck are you looking at me while you say shit like that, bro?
because you have a girl.
I don't know.
Because Adam has a girl ass. Remember that picture that
he's stop talking about this.
My small waist.
There's like tension now between us. Right? I feel this. This is awkward.
So come on, Justin. That's a cop out.
This is not a cop out.
Pick a celebrity.
Yeah, there you go. Celebrity.
Pick a celebrity.
I went Matthew. We're gonna
Who's
do this.
The femmiest I got mine. One. I already got mine.
Did you give yours?
I didn't give it yet.
Okay,
I'm saving it.
I don't know. Who's RuPaul? Yeah.
Oh God. Come on, bro. Don't be just stupid.
I don't know, dude. I couldn't handle a beard.
Okay,
like,
okay, listen. Disgusting. I could handle a beard. It's
not happening.
How about okay? And when I say Matthew McConaughey, it's not like I look
whoever
Matthew
shaves up. The most, whoever's
who,
the cleanest.
Who, if you were to be a male celebrity, who's like your man crush? Who's a male celebrity?
Oh, who if I wanted to be?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, right. Dude, that's so weird. I can't put him in this conversation. That's wrong. The dude's a badass.
He wants to show you the force.
Who would it be? You know, who would I like? I like Edward Norton, I guess.
Oh, okay, you like Twinkies.
So basically, if you were gay, that's the dude you'd hook up with. Okay,
sure. You want to put it in those terms? That's a little awkward for me, but yeah.
Wait, hold on. Edward Norton like Rounders or Edward Norton like American History X?
You said that with such like because he was ripped in that.
Well, American History X, dude, he's like. Yeah. Cock Diesel, bro. He's got the swastika on his chest, shaved head. He's a killing bull, stomping skulls.
Rounders. Yeah, I'm gonna say Rounders. I don't like all that more? Testosterone.
No, he doesn't like the aggressive.
I like the estrogen.
All in.
Yeah. Okay. Estrogen is my thing.
James Franco.
James Franco?
Yeah, dude.
Get out of here.
You know why? The
he's
dude
pretty.
Is pretty. No, forget that. Because he's fucking. The dude is smart and weird. He's smart as shit and weird as hell.
Is he a really smart guy?
He's he's fucking highly intelligent. The dude's like one of the smartest.
Really?
Yeah, super smart dude.
Oh, I like him even more because he plays an idiot in all his movies.
And you know what's funny? Me and my wife have the same taste. She likes him too, which is really awkward.
That is maybe like a threesome thing.
This is all hypothetical.
Maybe
okay?
if we get big enough, Holy dude. Maybe shit. If we get big enough, you could. You
this
could,
is all hypothetical. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know, can I change my answer, dude?
You know what? You guys could have.
I want to say Johnny Depp.
Johnny,
he's a beautiful human being.
Really? Okay, there you go. Okay. Yeah. See, you're slowly but surely your gayness is coming
there.
Out. We just need this.
Everybody's
thing
got
going
a little gay.
I think Sal threw you and I for a curveball a little bit. I probably felt a little more comfortable talking about that since I paint my toes and shit,
right,
so it wasn't a big deal for me.
We gotta warm.
You're halfway there, buddy.
We're already halfway there. We gotta warm Justin up a little bit before he gets in touch with his gayness, right?
Yeah,
now.
That's right. So Johnny
it's
Depp.
Hard to do.
I feel like
21 Jump Street Johnny Depp or Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Dress up, play a little dress up. Okay, I could see that. What about other things like that? Do you
revolves around that pirate?
Bro, you want to know something?
Is there music that you like to listen to that you don't like anyone to tell? Like, are you that person? Like, you know?
Well, let's talk about this. Like, there's moments where you're like, what? Like, I'll be at a stoplight and I'm listening to like Evanescence or something. And right. Just like,
Evanescence is pretty good.
That is good. I listen to Evanescence.
Yeah, but like, you know that one song where she's just playing on the piano and like, one time I was cranking it because like I secretly like that song.
Yeah.
And I look over at this guy on a motorcycle. I was like, oh shit!
I'm way more.
I'm turning it down.
I caught myself listening to like Miley Cyrus, like Wrecking Ball, like all
hell, dude. Bloody hell!
Taylor Swift. She's fucking talented. Let's be honest.
And you're singing along too.
That's how I felt, dude.
Katy Perry.
She's talented.
I had to throw that in there.
Very talented. Yeah, let's get
my straightness.
How about this?
Yes.
How about this? What profession would you go into then?
If I was gay,
yeah,
same. I'd be a trainer.
I'd be a hairstylist.
Bro, you'd be a hairstylist. You wouldn't be a trainer.
Mm-mm.
Really? No. Why? Why does that change that?
It'd be way too tempting to be straight. If I was full on gay, I don't want to be tempted to be straight.
Yeah, you want to be a hairdresser.
Yeah, I mean, way too much ass thrown at you as a personal trainer. There's no way. There's no way I want to be a personal trainer.
But I feel like it would be the opposite with you, right? If you're like full, you know, if you're gay, you would instead of painting your toenails, like you would try and like masculine up, right? So you'd have like hairy old chest, and you'd have like a flannel, you'd still have a lisp.
You'd have
like
a scar.
Well,
on your face.
This is the way. The reason why I say no, to be a personal trainer is this. Is based off of I'm as straight as they come right now, and I have a huge.
Did he say
that was? Yeah,
did he say come?
No pun.
That was a Freudian slip.
No pun intended there.
And I'm as straight as they blowjob in my face.
Wow.
So,
do we still have people listening to this?
I know. I think it's just the three of us. Actually.
Okay, let's keep talking.
Bro, if we were gay, we'd be rich right now. Let's look at each other. This would be some movies.
Or something.
Yeah. This.
I don't know.
We'd be millionaires at the moment.
That's not too late to switch teams.
No. You hurt my feelings. I'm not your type. So fuck you.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
They'll be sensitive. I would try and make it work.
I try.
But I look over at Doug, and Doug's got great skin. I can carry him. Like I said, there's just so many.
This guy exfoliates.
Yeah, you
can tell.
For sure. No, so this is the way I look at it. Is as a personal trainer, I have got at least, I have to say, 60 to 80% of my circle, whether it be social media or personal with that, are gay guys that are into me.
Yeah.
And I'm straight. So I figure if I was gay, I'd have that same problem with women if I was a personal trainer.
So you just flip it.
Yeah, I think if I had all these, I think all the women would be like, oh my God, he's...
You know what, though?
They'd all try and change me.
You know what, though? Gay dudes do have a certain allure to women. It's true. Like my wife, she goes to the same...
Yeah.
My wife, she goes to the same...
They're into a lot of similar things.
Well, dude, my wife, she'll say like, oh, that guy's so hot. Like, he's totally, totally gay. God, he's so hot. And I'm like... Interesting. It's like there's some kind of allure, you know, going on there.
Well, let's be honest. There's something. There's and not all. Dude, I guess there's some. Yeah. They take care of themselves.
That's
yeah?
it. That's yeah,
they
it.
Man, they manscape.
They're primping.
Hair,
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of primping going on. Hair done. You know, even some wear some makeup. Like their style. Normally their style's on point, dude.
Dude, but I think that's why, you know, as far as me coming in from like a real hetero perspective. Did I say that right? Hetero.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, keeping that little bit of dirtiness and ruggedness and all that. Like, I want to keep that. Cause that like helps to define.
So this is
teams.
This is the reason why you wear. This is why you wear flannel. And you don't match your clothes most of the time.
Well, I mean, I hate all the confusion. You know what I mean?
Let me make this straight. Okay, let me get this straight.
No, because I've been hit on by gay dudes, and it's not that big a deal. I'm just saying that like I don't. If there's like a clear shirt that you can wear, that's like look. You know, this is my team. Like, your team's cool. My team's cool. But
I can just see Justin.
This is how Justin
justifies his outfit when he's getting ready to go, oh, wait, that's way too matching. I've got to change this.
I got to look shittier.
I got to look shittier.
Seriously.
I don't want to come across as gay.
I'm not doing my nails.
So between the three of us, I think we can all agree that I would probably get hit on the most. Right?
Why are we agreeing?
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, like, a, I mean, you know, fuck, look at me. If we,
dude, can we get a poll going for this?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
okay,
yeah, man, we should get
I think we should.
Who would get more? Who's more attractive to the same sex?
Yeah.
Between the three of us. God, this is an ego. This is gonna be a big ego challenge. Right? I don't know if I can handle this.
I hate to tell you, you're gonna lose, bro.
Yeah.
You think you get more gay dudes than I can?
I think right now, at least 10,000-15,000 of my followers are disappointed because they thought
no,
I was
no,
gay.
No, no, no. I'm the unattainable.
They thought I was gay up until this point right now. They're like, what the fuck? He's straight? This whole time? We've really? Never seen any pictures of his girlfriend. Oh, we never talk about anything like that. This whole time, we thought he was gay. So I just
communicating like something's going to happen.
Yeah, right? So I think...
You're a tease, bro. That's
yeah,
what it is.
I'm a
yeah,
cock tease.
I don't know. I feel like if we went into a gay bar, I'd get more phone numbers. That's
well,
what I
think
like.
We should throw this on the fucking mind pump.
I think so, too.
The gauntlet has been thrown, bro.
There it is.
All right.
I would for sure get more dick than you, for sure.
I don't know.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Bro.
There's got to be a trophy at the end of
this. It would be a dick avalanche.
Bring out the cock trophy, bro.
Oh, we got, yeah. You got to post a picture of that cock trophy that I found online.
Oh, yeah.
And the first place, the guy who gets the most, I don't know, votes from men from the same sex, of course,
right.
Wins the cock trophy.
Well, I just want to know.
Okay, wait.
I want to get like a breakdown of each one of us from like our characteristics, how like, you know, we're viewed.
Well, I think too there needs to be to make this fair, okay?
Yeah. If you scientifically,
yeah, no, absolutely. So if we're gonna do this, they're the straight people that vote on this. So if a straight person tells you that Sal, you would be more likely to be appealed to the gay guy, you get 1 point. But if a gay guy says it, that's 5 points.
Boom.
Okay, so 1 point if a straight person says it. What if a girl says it?
If she's gay, then it counts as 5.
If she's lesbian,
yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, why not?
Yeah, she has a different perspective than the straight person. The straight person.
So any gay person, 5 points.
Yeah. Yes.
Any straight person, 1 point.
Yes.
To see who gets the most, who would be the most attractive.
Yes.
The same sex. So yeah. Bro, let me tell you something right now. I hate losing.
What are you going to bring out your gayness for? What are you going to do?
I'm plenty happy losing. I really don't.
Invest Justin's going to beat us both.
No.
If he beats us both, bro, I'm not going to be his friend anymore.
Dude, bears are popular in the gay community.
Bear on the loose.
Oh, bro, he would kill
it,
dude.
Are we gonna end with that? Oh.
No. Are we?
Oh, we're still going.
No way, bro. What
else
what's our time?
Say?
What's our time?
16. Oh. No, we're gonna keep talking about the gay stuff.
We're just warming you up right now.
God, I was like,
yeah, we're just warming your gayness up right now.
All right.
You know what we'll do? We'll post a picture. We'll get Justin to pose like chopping a piece of wood with his shirt off, looking
yes.
off.
And then we'll have to have our own sort of like image that people can.
No.
On.
I'm not doing shit.
Yeah,
I'm just talking
are.
About you, bro.
No,
I'm not doing shit. I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
No, you're gonna wear your little like mankini with the grapes and.
Oh, if you
and
pull
oil. Nobody's attracted to that.
No,
I don't know,
your that's what you're claiming,
pull,
bro.
Yeah, it is. If you pull
you're
that out,
you're claiming it. You got to rock it.
Rock
Come
out
on.
With your cock out, bro.
Come on.
Rock out with
Jam
your cock
out with your clam out.
That's the first time I heard that one.
You never heard that before?
No, I have not.
Oh,
yeah, I'm using it, though.
You got to jam out with
sometime this week, I'm going to throw it in a sentence somewhere.
Have you guys ever been to a gay bar with like your friend, like with like girlfriends of yours or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Neither
have
I.
Funny, I have. Out of both of you guys, you have.
What?
That's funny. The straightest one over here, huh?
What the? Actually, it was a lesbian
the straightest.
It was a lesbian bar, but still.
You went to a lesbian bar?
Yeah.
I don't think that counts, does it?
Why not?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
No, it was cool. It was a cool vibe. No big deal.
I was going to go. I have been planning on going. The woman I sold my gym to, she's gay, and she wanted me to bring me to a gay club, and I thought that would be interesting. So I think what we're going to do is me and Adam are going to go.
Yeah. I think that's a definite field trip for you guys experience.
Is your wife going to get jealous? Is she okay with that?
No, she'll think it's the funniest thing of all time.
isn't that so unfair, right?
Yeah.
You know, we go to some club, some nightclub in Vegas or something like that. Wifey, girlfriend ain't so happy or excited about it. Send us right into the gay gauntlet. They're all excited for it. They think it's funny.
If it gets too crazy, bro, we'll just act like we're together. If it's too much.
Immediately start hugging.
Get off my boyfriend. You know,
oh, God.
Just fight him off.
I've been to the Castro a few times, and my first experience, and I was only like 22 years old, And I didn't even know what the Castro was. So those that are listeners that are not part of California or San Francisco.
It's like the gay part of San Francisco.
Yeah, the gayest part of San Francisco. San Francisco in general is like the gay capital of the United States.
Right,
but it's like the Castro is pretty much, if you're straight, you look probably out of place there for sure. To the point where I'll tell you this would happen. We went out to the nightclub.
Some of the best restaurants I've heard.
Well, so. So we go out to this nightclub. And it's like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm 22, 23 years old, young, and I'm drunk and starving. And my buddy and I are like, "Hey, let's go down to find somewhere to eat." And I remember asking,
this story's starting off pretty good.
Yeah, so we're heading down to the local cafe that serves food all night and all day long. And as we're walking, like it's probably about 4 blocks away, and literally on the corner of each block is a different couple, you know, and it's a gay couple, and they're like full on making out, and I'm like
whoa,
and so it's like
this happens.
Well, let me explain here. At this point in my life, at 20 something years old, it's not the first time I'd seen a gay couple make out, but it's most certainly the first time I'd seen three within 2 minutes making out all on the same street. So I'm kind of tripping out, and I've never heard of Castro. I don't know anything about this. So I have no idea.
Wait, let me ask you. Have you seen a guy walking another guy with a leash, and then the other guy with like assless chaps?
No, I haven't seen.
I saw that.
You, bro,
I can't unsee that.
Bro, you went to level 85.
Yes, you did.
I'm just saying that
Adam went from
Adam's going from people right now.
Making out. Yeah, but that really happened. So I'm just telling you from experience.
There's nothing wrong with assless chaps. Anyway, continue.
This is true.
So we go down and we get to the restaurant. And of course, once again, being young, not paying attention really, all the rainbow flags and everything that aren't sending any signals to myself yet at all. And we just came from the nightclub, right? So I have like half dress clothes on, half pajamas on, because I just took off like my sweaty shirt and some of that, threw something else on, but I still got my nice pants on and my nice shoes. So we look like we're kind of costumed out a little bit, and we get into this place and like everyone's in costumes. Everyone's in these weird costumes.
So you fit right in.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we do. We sit at the bar, we order, and we're sitting there
Welcome
eating
to the party.
And I'm looking around and just like, and all of a sudden I catch all the waitresses are all in these crazy costumes. And the waiters are like leaning over the guests and like kissing on the guests. Like, you know, they serve their food and they like start kissing on them, making out. Way. Oh, yeah. Like, this is happening all over. And I'm like, where the fuck are we right now? This is so crazy. And then I kind of take a step back and look, and I'm like, there's nobody even straight in here. Everybody's a gay couple in here. We are the only straight couple, and we look gay in here right now. It was a definitely an awkward situation for me. I'd never been in that situation. I'd never been surrounded by that many people. And at Castro Valley, I didn't even know it was like that until I had been there. So for me, that was my first unique experience of being my full on gayness happened right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That was the most I'd been subjected to.
You immersed yourself.
At one time, for sure.
Right. Well, I had my wife's uncle, you know, he was gay, and we had this conversation once. I must have been, I don't know, 20. I was pretty young, and we were watching Spring Break, MTV Spring Break. Remember Spring Break MTV with all the chicks and freaking, you know, wet t-shirt?
You're like trying to relate to, like, oh yeah, check that out.
So we're watching it, and I'm like, bro, I'm like, look at those chicks. I'm like, you don't nothing at all? Like
nothing's happening there?
Like nothing, bro? I'm like, look at those. And he goes, let me ask you a question. He goes, let's pretend you're in a bar, and you see a hot chick across the bar, and she's smiling at you. And you walk right up to her, you don't say a single word, and you grab her crotch. What do you think happens? I'm like, she'll smack me in the face. He goes, exactly. That doesn't happen in a gay club. And at that moment,
that's not fair.
At that moment, I realized, fuck.
Yeah.
These guys, fuck.
There's no games, dude.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. There's no games.
Yeah, cut and dry.
Yeah, there's no games. Like with girls, bro, there's all kinds of mind games and shit and all these rules. There's no rules when you're a guy. No, you want something, you take it.
There's still guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If you really don't want it, you get punched in the face.
Which is exactly why, if you could choose to be gay, trust me, more dudes would choose to be gay. We'd be like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not dealing with this, you know, anymore. I'm going to go play video games and have sex right now with Adam.
Fuck it. Gay it is.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.